I stopped over at the archives to talk to him before I came.
To see Agnes.
Mm-hmm. And she was showing me all of their materials.
Yeah, they've done a grand job over there. And she's holding down the fort since we've lost our director. I'm sure she told you.
This project that I'm working on, the records were collected back in the 1930s and 40s. The original records. And I'm doing the follow-up.
I see.
But the man who was in charge of the project for many years was very interested in history, local history. And so we have, they talked to something like 1,100 or 1,200 people.
Good gracious.
And in over 500 communities. And he has a little biographical sketch of each person and then a little sketch of the town.
Uh-huh.
History for all 500 of those communities. So I've been working with his bibliography of all of his local history sources, and it's incredible that he
is. You can get yourself involved with people that you don't even know, can't you? Where
that's
are you from?
Right. I'm from Atlanta.
Uh huh. So you're a Georgia native yourself.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Do you belong to any organizations or clubs or anything of that sort?
Well, yes, I'm a member of the Kershaw County Historical Society. Fine Arts Center of Kershaw County, and of course the Camden District Heritage Foundation.
Okay.
That's enough, isn't it?
I guess so. Do you belong to a church?
Yes, Grace Episcopal.
Okay.
Right. I'm a member of the Friends of the Library. I don't suppose you want that. Most everybody is. That's kind of far-fetched. I need to put that down.
Okay.
I'm not a Rotarian.
Well. Well, they like to get some idea of how involved people are with local contacts and so forth. So, were both of your parents born in Camden?
My father was. Yes, both of them were, of course. My mother's parents were living in Florida, but her mother came home for the birth. So, so she. Both of them were born in Camden. Actually, my father was born up towards Flat Rock, but he was born in the county, at any rate.
Oh, okay. And did your mother grow up here or in Florida?
Both, really. Her father was a Florida newspaper man, and they lived there until she was, oh, I suppose 9 or 10 years old, and then he went into politics and commuted to Washington and back from Florida, so he brought the family back to Kershaw County.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived out on the place where my husband and I later lived. And, they had an old plantation. Of course, it was very, very shabby by that time. I mean, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Tara by any manner of means, but they did have the components of tenant farmers with cotton and all that sort of thing. So she, from about 9 or 10 till she was 14 or 15, she lived in the country in that background.
Mm-hmm.
Then they moved to Camden, but they never owned a house in Camden. Mm-hmm. They rented in Camden, and later they went to Washington. And she worked for the water department during World War I. So she had sort of a, not just a typical southern town background.
She had moved around to several places.